Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Conversations with our team of hosts on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Grand Rising, and thank you for listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid on the American Muslim 360 channel, and we're going to be joining them in just a moment to have another men-only discussion. So we want you to call in and comment if you're a man, 515-605-9891. And, of course, women will be listening in the background, but we'll have a discussion in the after show about what we heard as men talk about the issue of learning financial responsibility and taking financial responsibility for our communities. This is an issue that continues to be at the foundation of much of our financial distress, much of our family distress, much of our community distress. So we want to let the men address it. And this is a critical point, specifically because we just got through with a very heavy buying season, and it always creates a certain amount of stress, especially because we tend to believe that if the man in our lives does not have enough money to buy us things, then they're defective. And so much of this thinking will spur crime during this season, theft. We've had a number of robberies occurring throughout the country, and a lot of it has to do with the pressure to have money. But it needs to be good idea about how and why we spend money on our families. It's a responsibility to take care of on a regular basis. And often this is missing because of the constructs of our society. And so we need to address that. So we're going to pause and come right back. And we'll be joined by our AM 360 family. And we want you to call in. If you're a man, we want you to join this conversation. Today, our fourth Saturday of the month, our men-only discussion, we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll certainly open your mic and get your thoughts. So we'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us.
anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
We are now joined with our American Muslim 360
and
family.
And we are back. Alhamdulillah, I was able to reach one of my guests. I shall praise be to Allah. He is going to call in a few moments. There he is. I believe that is our beloved Imam Jihad Mukhmin. He is the Imam of the Islamic Center of Greater St. Louis. Let me open his mic, and he can introduce himself to the listening audience. As-salamu alaykum. Is this Imam Jihad Mukhmin?
This is Rashid Salah, my good brother.
Oh, okay. You have different area codes and stuff. Praise Allah.
This is the business phone.
Yes, okay. Thank you. And I'm quite sure you come to handle your business. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
as we await our other scheduled guests, I want to share something with you and the listening audience by way of setting the tone for this discussion between us as men. And the subject matter is our financial stability, our financial house. We need to get our financial house in order. So I want to share this small clip from our beloved leader, Dr. Martin Luther King. I think this address sets the tone for what we are attempting to do here.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Well, let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look at your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Okay. Praise be to Almighty God. That's the part where he said that no one can do this for us. No one can do this for us. that we have to use our self-asserted manhood to free ourselves. So there are certain issues, certain conditions that no one can do for us. We have to do for ourselves. And I'm asserting that, yes, he asked, don't let no one take your manhood away from you. And in the, whether we like it or not, in the priority of things, in the priority of the human life, the male has been identified as the leader. But he is leading in conjunction with the female. But the ultimate responsibility of the condition of the house falls upon the male. So it is within that light that we want to have this discussion concerning our financial state in this country and in the world, alhamdulillah, and in the world. So I know this is something that that touches my beloved brother Rashid Salam's heart. Rashid, if you would introduce yourself, please, and a few opening comments, I would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. Yes, my name is Rashid Salam. I am what I refer to as a community advocate. In most cases, I just always say I'm a brother from the hood trying to do the world some good. But my background is a former bank manager, former corporate finance manager, real estate investments, and also insurance. My whole life has been centered around what can I do to help my people. And I say that because I'm from a family of 12 brothers and sisters, and I know what it is to be without, and I know what it is to have people fighting against you, keeping you from participating in the society because of the color of your skin. So my focus has always been on the most important thing, I think, is education, understanding the world that we live in and what it consists of and what can I do to make a difference in my life as well as make a difference in other people's lives as well. So my focus has been on education, workforce development, life skills, comprehensive life skills, let me say it like that, and also trying to find a way to improve the conditions of communities. Banking and things of that nature. So the economic concept came to me from once I was I always wanted to be a teacher or a psychologist and wound up being neither one, and wound up going in the military and becoming involved in banking and finance and all that. I didn't like it, you know, for 20 years almost. I worked in that particular field and I wound up starting my own nonprofit organizations to help young people. And I wound up doing exactly what I always wanted to do. That was teach and using a psychological approach to how things should be taught. And so pretty much that's what I do currently now and what I'm looking forward to continue to do. And that's pretty much a basic foundation of who I am, buddy man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that brief introduction. Alhamdulillah. And I'm aware that you are involved in the establishment of a community credit union called Graceline.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. In comparison to your experience in the banking system and the structure of a community credit union, what is the difference and the benefits of utilizing a credit union, a community credit union versus a bank? If you would share that with us, please.
Yes, sir. I have no problem with that whatsoever. A bank basically is a depository organization that takes in money, using money for investment purposes, and supposedly are supposed to help the people who have deposits develop a financial education portfolio to help people improve their lives. Unfortunately, that's the farthest thing from the truth. The banks are in the business to make money, and they will use your money to make that particular money. I'm just going to give you a quick example before I go to the credit union. Every time we make a deposit into a banking entity, they turn around and borrow from FDIC 10 times the amount of money of deposits that they receive every single month. For instance, if my deposit this month was $100,000, well, I could borrow $1 million. And that's what's happening. The issue here surrounding banking is we give our money to them as a community, and they do what they want to do with that money, and they'll turn around and use redlining tools and Jim Crow laws, if you want to call it that, or whatever types of rules and regulations they come up with, like credit scores and things of that nature, to keep you from participating in the actual economic structure of your community, as well as participating in the economic structure of your state or country. A credit union, which is where banks derive their information from, you, the depositor, are the members and the owners of that particular credit union, meaning that you have an opportunity, have a choice in how money is spent. And a community credit union basically is designed to take, for instance, here in St. Louis, if we decide to have a community-based credit union where African-Americans or Americans of African descent want to participate and put that money will be recycled back into that particular community to build community life, to do infrastructure, to make house loans, car loans, and things of that nature, where you have a benefit to not to be subjected to rules and regulations created by industry, which is definitely racist at best. So in high interest rates, you get all the high interest rates. You don't have to worry about the credit scores and that type of thing. So if we can reduce our interest rates, that means we can reduce our possibilities to do more and do more with our money and don't get tied up long-term 10, 15 years down the road trying to pay off a debt that you had at $500 with the interest rates would take you 6, 7, 8 years just to pay off that $500 debt. So the benefit here is this: ownership versus non-ownership. You can't tell a bank what to do with your deposit, but you surely can tell a credit union what to do, giving you more participatory access to what goes on. And particularly in your particular community, you have a better benefit of building that community life a lot better.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you. That is an excellent explanation between community credit union and banking.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing the importance of control over one's finances.
Absolutely.
Being included in the decision making of how finances are utilized in the community in which you live. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I offer a suggestion also in order to improve our financial state in this country. Right now, our cities have a lot of vacant buildings. There's housing standing. Some are in disrepair beyond repair, but there are a lot of them that are structurally sound, And we usually, when we, the usual thought processes for entering business is we'll open up a restaurant, barbershop, you know, something of that nature. Not even a 7-Eleven. We're shut out of that. We're not garnering the benefits of the 7-Eleven that's franchised across this country. But we are, Imam Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayhi, may Almighty God grant him the highest station in the paradise. He has said to us, the African American people, you know, there is, when another country invades another country, they place the invaded country under military occupation. Military occupation. And he has shared with us that we are living under financial occupation. I don't want to say foreigner, but another people had entered our area, and they have set up shop, and we are under financial occupation. I want to pause at this time. Let us mull with that in our minds and in our thinking. However, I want to stop at this time and share with you some important public service announcements. I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
And we will be back after these messages. And if you're listening online, then we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9891. And women, we'll be having an after show, so we certainly want you to participate and give us a call at 515-605-9325. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
888-863. Okay, maybe they...
This is Stephen Bowles. Can you hear me?
You're who? Pardon me, my brother?
This is Stephen Mosey from Sam Living Legacy. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Okay, yes. Praise be to Allah. This is one of our invited guests. He is a tax travel consultant, and he is also a stage actor. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to God for
yes.
you, my brother. If you would briefly introduce yourself, I want to use you to have the privilege of briefly introducing yourself, if you can, please. Very briefly, please. Thank you.
Well, first of all, giving honor to the Most High, I had a few technical issues, but the service phone provider got me through. But my name is Stephen Mosley. The name of my company is Sam Living Legacy, LLC. We are an actual consulting company, and we have a flip side, one-stop shop, which we mainly specialize in the financial industry with taxes, especially taxes and flip side is printing, where we also deal with the digital marketing. So we have then with the travel agency as well. So like I said, it's incentive to our customers as well to do solid taxes with us to get up to 70% off. But if you just want to simply just book a trip or a car rental or a flight, then you still can get up to 70% off your travel expenses. So.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Okay, we have another invited guest. Thank you. Hold on. We shall return back to you. I believe this is our beloved Imam Jihad Mukhmin of he is the resident imam of the Mukminun Islamic Center of Greater St. Louis. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Jihad Mukmin.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. So
yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Introduction to myself. Is that what we're doing?
Sir?
Hello?
No, I said, am I giving a brief introduction?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of yourself. You know, introduce yourself.
Yes.
I know you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, first, I want to thank you, Imam Kareem Hamid, for inviting me on this show. The topic that you chose, I think, was an excellent one. And this, like, as they say, it's right up my alley, because I'm a firm believer in doing for self. But my name is, as Imam Kareem said, I'm Imam Jihad Mukmin. I'm the resident imam of Al-Mukminun Islamic Center. But I'm also a businessman on my own landscaping, four-line landscaping company, not just grass. We do the whole kit and caboodle, commercial and residential, and also a property, a real estate owner, property owner. And so that's what I do, and that's me.
Okay, I want to thank you, my brother. We have another guest that is present. I believe this is Brother Yoel. Let me unmute his mic, and he can introduce himself. Uh-oh, wait a minute. 312-285, Brother Yoel.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. If you would introduce yourself briefly to the listening audience, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, giving all praises to the creators of the heavens and the earth. And thank you very much for inviting me into the program this morning. And thank also, assalamu alaikum to all your guests. I'm Brother Yoel in Chicago here. Well, my resume is maybe not as long as some, but I've been the information man in Chicago for the last 30 years. I own an underground bookstore here in Chicago on 87th Street. And I've been the custodian of this for about 29 years now. So that's what I've been doing since 1991. Pretty much, that's it.
That's wonderful, my brother. Thank you. That is wonderful, and that is great. That is for information, praise be to Allah, educating. That's what you're doing. So I want to share something with my esteemed guest to somewhat set the tone for this conversation. The subject matter is our financial condition, on all levels as a people in this country and on this earth. I want to share with you some statements from our past beloved leader, Dr. Martin Luther King. Let me see if I can access it. Wait a minute. Let me go back. Okay. Please listen.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Dennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. High, please. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Okay. I hope that that resonated with us. Self-asserted manhood to write our own document of freedom, to reach down into one's own soul, and don't let no one take your manhood away from you. So in light of that, we are addressing our financial state. On all levels, beginning with the first social unit, the family, and it is from that foundation that the financial house shall be built. So I have left everyone's mic is open. So let's talk about it. Anyone that wants to, that have any comments or questions or suggestions or to lend to this conversation, you're free to now speak. You know, we want to talk to one another, and I'm leaving everyone's mic open. We want to have a conversation this morning as African-American males.
Yes, I'm glad that you played that because this is Stephen Mosley from Sam Living Legacy from Sam Mobile, Texas, near me. And it's very critical that you play that to set the mood of everything, because we need to understand the conspiracy, and the conspiracy means the plot to do evil against. And what we have to understand is that we have to know whose we are as a man, you know, because, you know, we're not born into anything. It's learned and taught behavior. And what people got to understand is that when the black household, in this case, I'm going to use the word black, you know, we really the indigenous people, but we
for real. I hear your concern. I'm somewhat avoiding that color coded language, but
right.
For sake
exactly.
of identity, yes, I understand. Thank you, my brother.
Exactly, you're welcome. But you know, when the family structure was broken apart, you know, saying or whatever, going back to history as far as our households. You know, the man that's been stripped since day one, and that's where, you know, the system came into play, of course, when these mothers had to be single women raising these men, because to be men, and then, you know, which they cause conflict. So then they tell you that you can't discipline your children, and then that's when child abuse, they said they're going to cause child abuse on you, so now they can send your kids down the streets. What we have to realize is that we have to get back to come from a spiritual standpoint, not from a religious standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, where it is God. We are God's selves. We are the higher self, getting in tune with higher self, and then through prayer and meditation, you know. And it's in the scripture, the Bible. I'm paraphrasing. It says, "Pray and meditate both day and night." Meditation, which means going from within. God is not around us. He's not over here. He's not over there. He's from within us. So once we go from within ourselves, man, as men, And because a lot of us know this and a lot of us don't. So a lot of us that do, what we need to start doing is the foundation, like you said, charity begins at home, which means that, you know, you have a meditation life. Meditate day and night, because the true revelation knowledge comes from meditation. When you go from within yourself, you're able to, your thoughts are clear, things come to you, whereas you know how, what direction you need to go and how you need instruction and move forward as far as building your foundation. And, you know, through that, and then just, you know, having the spirit of gratitude and doing affirmations, you know, is what is going to draw in to do what you need to do, because we can sit here all day and rewind the tape and go back to what was, mm-hmm. but we're here now. We're in a different age with the technology constantly advancing in this world. Is going into a whole nother dimension. See, when we start getting into that, that's a whole nother subject matter, but it starts in there, so I don't want to take up all the time. I just wanted to say that from that standpoint, from what you just asked, what you just stated.
Yes. All right. Anyone else? Everyone's mic is open.
Yes, sir. This is Rashid Salam. You know, the subject at hand, economics and the African-American community, you know, sometimes we tend to forget things that have happened in the past that happens in this particular state. And I'm not going to say that the past is the reason or Europeans are the reason or whoever is the reason. But historically, in this particular country, a lot of us don't even know that we've done this before. What we're experiencing right now is something that we should not be experiencing if we only just go back in history and look at what happened, not what's wrong with us, but what happened to us. You know, 1870 to 1901, we had 66, you know, state legislators in Congress. Now, think of the dates now, 1870 to 1901. They were able to pass legislation or seek to pass legislation that out in Oklahoma alone, there were 60 states that were black-owned and operated. They were trying to create a black state. Maggie Walker, between 1901 to 1917, before Black Wall Street, we had 34 banks in this country owned and operated by African-American people with $20 million in deposits. In today's time, it's probably $200 million to almost $400 million. We had 800 newspapers in 1900. We had real estate holdings of between $120 to $370 million in this country. We had newspapers. We had businesses. We had over 660,000 businesses in this country. So the question here is, what happened? And we always have to focus on this sacred institution called education. The fact that they deprived us of the opportunity to know who we were, what our possibilities are, and the things that have happened to us in this country – through all the Jim Crow laws, you can call it what you want to call it. You can call it the inability and pervasive systemic systems that approached us, the redlining, all those particular things. But once we understand that the education, six generations of black children did not have proper education in this country from, you know, 1865 to 1955. So we failed to recognize those basic tools that caused this black tax. Let's call it that. A black tax in the auto industry, a black tax in the insurance industry, a black tax in the job industry, in the business and home industry. You know, we got to understand that these opportunities, innovative opportunities that we have been deprived of, is basically because of lack of education and lack of information. Now, we could throw in all the things that have happened to us from 1960 and the Black Power Movement and whatever you want to call it, but we failed to go back and get the basic foundation that was already established. Already established back in the day. So how did Black Wall Street come into existence? It's not about Black Wall Street. That's what they want you to think, that this massacre was the problem. But it wasn't the massacre that was the problem. It's what we did leading up to the massacre that they don't want you to know about. Those opportunities that we had, those trades that we had, those innovations that we had, and our capital, as we talked earlier about the difference in a credit union and a bank, that community development credit union type of concept. We failed to go back and study that, and they didn't allow us educationally to acquire that education. So this inability to learn, this inability to understand what the roles are, the responsibilities are for men in a community, they broke us. There's a target on our back. They locked us up. They made it impossible for us to get jobs, impossible for us to do the things that make a man want to be a man, which is responsibility, which is being a one who takes care of his family. They destroyed that whole concept through another method that we just haven't put the taking the time out to really begin to teach our young men and women on what happened to us and not what's wrong with us. I just want to say that. I didn't want to take up too much time, but I did want to lay the foundation for the most important thing, education.
Yes, sir. Would you say that we are the product of someone else's social engineering? You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
the shadow of a doubt.
Yes. When Reconstruction ended, it ended because the federal government no longer protected us and our rights, especially during the Wilson administration. He whitewashed federal workers. He promoted the movie The Birth of a Nation, where it idolized white supremacy and the Klan. And they removed our protection as citizens of this government. And the backlash from the progress that we had made was very, very brutal. It was very brutal. We're not in this situation because of lack, thereof. No,
yes, sir.
This was purposefully, consciously, instituted. Pardon me. So knowing I can't get long winded. Let me stop right there. if someone else, please.
Yes, sir. Jihad Mookin here. Yeah, I'm gonna go back a little further than Rashid Salam, and I'm gonna go back to the 1500s. And
yes,
when the Europeans started traveling the world, they had been contained right there in Europe, France, England, Italy, all in that region. They hadn't traveled anywhere before that, 14th, 15th century. And when we did, they noticed that wherever they went, the people of that land, when they amalgamated with the women, that the children came out looking like the people they had color, like the people of that land. And they at that point realized that at some point, if we don't come up with a system, we're not going to exist anymore, because it don't matter, you know, male or female, whoever we mix with, the baby's not coming out looking like us. And that's when that system start putting that system together. And it's a system of supremacy. And that is the reason, one of the reasons why we have to, because you cannot feel or be a man if you're not have your own independence. And so they have to do whatever they can to try to, and I can give some personal accounts, which I'm sure all of us can. I can just give one just recently where they, you know, saw African-American in a business that we don't really too much be in, and they seen one here and did some things with my company just to make sure that I didn't advance. And the same company come along, white company, and then they give him what he needed to get these bigger contracts. But part of it also is it's like, you know, when we were on the slaves, there were there were some of us who yearned to be free and say, you know, like the movie Roots, they showed you two different dynamics. You had Fiddler, who never known what freedom was, and so he couldn't understand why Kunta kept wanting to get free. In his mind, he couldn't understand that. His heart couldn't conceive that. But Kunta was born free. And he said, this ain't right. I don't supposed to be in servitude to anybody. You know, the Creator created me like he did you. And there was some, whenever they got ready to run away, they would say, where we going? This ain't bad, you know, and what we going to do out there? And so that same mentality, we can go back to the 70s and see 60s. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. We came up with the Afros. Everybody was getting conscious of who they were. And all of a sudden, if you pay attention to that, here come a loop get thrown in it, and it was Superfly. It was the Mac. Take that fro off and put this perm in your head. Let your hair get fried, dyed, laid to the side, and go out there and pimp this dope to your people. This is more glamorous. And so they slid that in on us, and we failed. So what has happened is, like Rashid is on point about where we were at one point. Like, this is not something we have to do all over again because we've been there before. You know, we are actually so-called, we're supposed to have more freedom now, but we actually have less economically than we had when we were supposed to have been under more discrimination. I don't know if we're noticing that or not as a people. Yeah, you got the so-called freedom. You know, it's just like they say when they went into certain lands, and yeah, they gave, you got the Bible, but they end up taking your land, though. You know, so we got, we supposed to have so much freedom, but is it really benefiting us if we're in the situation we are economically? And I say no, because you can't even be a man if you can't provide for your family.
Yes, sir. We can look at the situation in South Africa, ending the apartheid system. They only just went so far. The living conditions of the common in South Africa has not changed. The economics was still left in the hands of the colonizers. And as I stated earlier, Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi has shared with us, African-American people, the whole community, that we are under financial occupation. Others have occupied our areas and set up shop. I'm not saying boycott or turn down what they've done, nothing like that. But that's the condition that we are in. And there's a consciousness that we have to come into in order to rectify what has been done. When you free your mind, everything else will follow with that. And I'm grateful that my brother mentioned prayer and meditation. Meditation. Yes, meditation is the ability to think. To think. Get off by yourself. Get away from all of this media hype. And the ability to think and reason our way from out of the shameful condition we're in comparison to other men on this earth. I'll stop right there. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Praise be to Almighty God. We are having a conversation with one another as African Americans.
Yes, sir. Now, I don't know if everybody else spoke. Did somebody else, did the other guests get a chance to speak before I say something? Because I don't want to be not letting them.
Go ahead. Well, no, but this is Brother Yoel. First of all, you know, in many, in our conversation here, you know, they're saying, he's preaching to the choir. A lot of what we're saying right now is, a lot of us already know those things, and you know, but I wanted to chime in on something that a couple of the brothers mentioned earlier. One is education. That's my business. That's what I do here. I call my, as a matter of fact, in the last 2 years in the, since this pandemic here, you know, I've been looking at my position in a very different way. And I look at my position as they say, they, in Chicago, they only wanted the essential businesses open. I considered myself an essential business, so I stayed open. So why is that? Because education is what you need. If you want to make a decision on what you should or should not do at times like this, then you need to be informed. How can you make a decision if you're not informed? Education is what you get when in any type of relationship, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationship. What do? You ask her, what's her name? Where you stay at? Where you collecting information? That right now, in these times, people need information. So therefore, they need to know something about the people who are before us espousing that we should take vaccines and stuff like that. Not to get into all of that, but however, the bottom line is you needed information. And if you don't have information, then who and how can you make the decision that you want to make in these times? Which I started, at that point, I began to consider myself CIA headquarters, Central Intelligence. Intelligence is what? Information, education. So therefore, the people need information in order to make decisions that they need to make. So at the same time this is happening, our best are being born right now, okay? Yes, we had, in so many ways in the past, we have lost a lot of what we had in the past, but today we still have a certain amount of money, or I think the last time I checked, maybe we were eighth or ninth on it when it comes to a group of people who had money, but now we have it as consumers more so than owners, and that's what we need to be striving toward today. Now, also, you mentioned freedom. Well, Martin Luther King mentioned it, but I'll add to what Martin Luther King what he said about freedom. Malcolm also echoed it, and he said to get the word freedom out of your mind if you ain't prepared to die for it. You have to be prepared to do that to be successful and to free yourself or emancipate yourself totally from this corrupt system of white supremacy we're in right now, you know. So, yes, we've been socialized into what we are right now, but if we begin to look in the mirror and look at ourselves as not as what they call niggas, but look at yourself as God, then you, then and only then can you become that which you need to be to go into the future, because that's what the times are dictating right now. You're beginning to come into your own. And that's why those children that you are giving birth to right now are going to be doing greater things than you, okay? If they but only while without, look within, as one brother said earlier there. Go within and with your meditation or whatever, however you want to look at it. But it's our time right now. And the universe is pregnant with this change. It's about to, it's about to give birth to.
Well, I'm glad you made that as a valid point.
Well, excuse me. I must pause for some public service announcements. And afterwards, we have two other callers on the Female Solution line that want to join in this conversation. One is Andrew Nelson. I'm aware of him. He takes part in these conversations when we hold them. And Naima shall bring him in, inshallah, after the public service announcement. So I ask you, if you would, please, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God willing, inshallah.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And to so Global Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Andrew Nelson Bay here. Can you hear me? Andrew Nelson Bay here. Can you hear me? Confidence once I know that I'm being heard and listened to. I'm going to assume that perhaps you can hear me, and I'm going to speak to Brother Yoel's point as it relates to information, actionable intelligence. I have the information, I have the actionable intelligence that is so appropriate to be promulgated at this particular time. The Universal House of Justice has stated, quote, that far from aiming at the subversion of the existing foundations of society, it seeks to broaden its basis, to remold its institutions in a manner constant with the needs of an ever-changing world, end quote. That passage, which was probably written by Shoghi Effendi, the guardian of the Baha'i faith, refers to actualizing my vision for the quantum financial system, which must necessarily include everybody being in personal possession of the Universal Basic Income Treasury Direct Account, which includes the World Health Digital Passport. Everybody is to be optimally immunized. Optimal or full immunization has to do with strengthening the immune system and becoming virtually impervious to coronaviral infection based on the narrative of this pandemic, which Archbishop Vigano derises as a grotesque farce. But now that the grotesque farce is so pervasive and so many people are wearing a mask at this very moment, and all of the accoutrement that attends the COVID-19 narrative is as prevalent as they're trying to maintain it, knowing that it will ultimately utterly fail in the long run and perhaps even in the short term.
We don't even know the origin of our fails. We don't even know the origin of our fails because they have set a system in place so that you don't know who you are. And so that's where the issues are coming in at. And what people don't understand is that That's why prayer and meditation is important, because revelation knowledge is better than any book knowledge, because you're getting it from the Creator. You know, and that's a lot of things I didn't go to school for. I didn't go to school for business, believe it or not. You know, I went to school for music. My number one love was music, you know, and everything else, you know. And but the Creator had a bigger plan, had a greater plan to bring me into my higher self on who I am, first of all. So as a prime example, you know, of a meditation, because we so programmed to work in these jobs and all this stuff, like Minister Louis Farrakhan was telling us, we always out here looking for a handout, a job, and all this stuff. Create a position, create a job. And I didn't, you know, at the time I heard him saying through his speeches through the years, but I, you know, it didn't really comprehend or sink into my head just then. But as time went on through experiences in life, it teaches you, especially when you lose, you know, essentially things happen in this world you don't understand. But when you start going from within yourself, you start getting that revelation knowledge on things, because things start divinely coming to you. You know, we have to understand how, you know, how to, it's all part of laws of attraction, that, you know, whatever we put out is what we get out too. So the thing about it is that when you begin to do that and you're putting that, remitting that out, or wanting to have a desire to know what's going on, then the revelation comes to you. It was coming through my YouTube channel, different things like that. And what we have to understand is that, you know, that's the best knowledge you can get. And I'm glad that we all on this subject matter, because we need to understand is that, you know, it's just a matter of just educating ourselves and reading. They forbid us to read. You know what I'm saying? They would kill us to read. But now most of us, if it killed us, cost us our life to read, we still wouldn't read. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, like you said, a lot of our people have not been educated, been taught. So now this is the perfect opportunity with this platform that I'm feeling something from, that we have a solution. We have a solution, like I said, to what's going on. And as far as educating our people, first of all, getting our people the spiritual and the mental therapy that they need. We also specialize in that with our nonprofit as far as transformation of renewed minds, because people minds, what good is giving people economics? We talking about over 400 years of oppression. You know what I'm saying? So we've been traumatized with all this COVID stuff, with all this stuff going on, the conspiracy. You know, we got to understand that, you know, trauma is real. And a brain incision has to be done first in order to be able to put economics in people's hands, because people had all this, ran all through all this government money. And a lot of these people still walking around here crazy. I stay right over here rolling. And this guy came over here with a machine gun. I heard it the other morning. My partner called me on the phone and said, you know what happened? We have to understand that spiritual mental illness is real. And that is an evil force, a spirit to have a house to dwell in. So that's what we have to get back to. I want to keep talking. I'm long-winded. Go ahead, guys. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that out.
You know, I'm glad the brother, you know, did mention something that truly is the key element in this educational format that we have to establish. You know, I truly believe that the opportunity that we're faced with right now is very – it's simple in one sense, but very, very complicated in another. Whoever owns the land owns the man. That's the first thing I'm going to talk about. We have to understand that we have to get our children off Facebook and put their face in a book. Thirdly, the brother made a key point here. When I made the statement of what's wrong with us, it's not what's wrong with us. It's what happened to us. And that's the trauma that he's talking about currently. And that's what I'm finding currently is a major problem in prisons, people, brothers and sisters getting out of prisons, our school systems, our home lives, our workforce development lives. This, it requires a root-based therapeutic, an organized structure we have to put together. So we can talk about what we need to do and how we need to do it, but where's the strategy that has to be put in place? And that's why I led off with the foundation of education. Well, what education? You know, here's the problem. Carter G. Woodson said in 1935, you know, we go to these schools to be educated, we think, but we actually go to these schools to be trained in their education opportunity. But what about our history? So that's why I started out with the historical aspects of what we have already done. The foundation is here. We don't have to second guess anything. What we have to do is come together in unity with one thought process on how to build community life. We're going to have to paint this picture. It's not going to happen until we paint the picture. And like, the picture is not going to be painted until we understand what's wrong. So we talk about money and how why our communities are in the situation they find themselves in. Well, we don't own any land.
If you don't own any land, guess what? You don't own pretty much anything. We don't even understand the importance of neighborhood associations. We don't understand the importance of what a community development corporation is. We don't understand that recycling our dollars, I was referring to it with Black Wall Street, it wasn't about Black Wall Street massacre. It was about the fact that these brothers and sisters were being able to recreate and recycle their money in a format, but they had a strategy. They had a long-term strategy to remake their communities, to remake their situations and circumstances. Very few of us know that we had – here's Henry Ford, who came up with the auto industry. He hired a lot of what we call Americans of African descent. Well, Henry Ford shut down Patterson Automaker, who was the original makers of the automobile. All those qualified Black men and women – excuse my term, Black – went to work for Henry Ford. And that's why Henry Ford just blew up all of a sudden, because they put together a strategy to shut down Patterson Auto. So the history that we have to lay out, the foundation, the strategy we have to organize and structure, we just can't arbitrarily just keep talking about what we should do, well, how we going to do it. It has to be packaged. It has to be a strategy. It has to be organized. And we all have to get behind it one way, in unity, with one purpose in mind. 1 + 1 = 2. We're not going to get to 3. So
that's
the strategy that I'm talking about. That's the organizational concept that we're talking about. And I'm going to leave it there because we can go on and on about what everybody knows. But where's the strategy? Yeah, where's the organizational structure to get it done? Go ahead.
In relationship to land, I'm offering this suggestion. As I said, right in the communities that we live,
yes,
there is housing that is going for back taxes. There is vacant dwellings that the municipalities are offering for a small amount of money. How many African American real estate companies are there?
Yes.
That my suggestion is, not all of us won't do it, but to invest in real estate. That is the owning of land. Most wealth
That's right.
is judged by the value of the habitat, the living quarters. So some of us should put our focus there on acquiring the opportunity that is in front of us to purchase those homes.
That's the strategy, brother.
Right,
that's the strategy.
Yes. Please bring in the caller. Thank you, Naima. I can start rolling. Thank you, my sister. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. L.A. Davis from Florida, you're on. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I was just chiming in. I listened to a little of the conversation and chiming in on, the title that you have for the podcast today. Just from my point of view, modern man, particularly in Western countries, regardless of race, color, religion, ethnicity, modern man, for the most part, hasn't learned. Now, I'm talking about on a critical mass basis. There are definitely some exceptions. But on a critical mass basis, modern man hasn't learned the fundamentals of living and provision. If you want to be a rocket scientist for NASA, that's great. But there's 6 fundamental areas of what I consider of living and provision. One of them you just sort of talked about is you mentioned land. Because there's a distinction between land and real estate. But house building. 150, 200 years ago, it was normal for a person to build their own house with no bank financing, no type of institutional credit, no assistance from the government, no FHA, no VA, no Section 8, none of that. Because we had the skill set to build our own house. And if you look at the history of man, of mankind, learn how to build your own shelter is fundamental So a cockroach knows how to build their own place. But modern man, particularly in Western culture, on a critical mass basis, we don't know how to do that. The second thing is, and this is real simple, harvesting water. We know how to buy water. We know how to go to 7-Eleven, the Whole Foods, or Wegmans, wherever your favorite grocery store is. We know how to buy bottled water, Dasani, Fiji water, whatever you like to buy. But most of us don't know how to harvest it. And that we can't live without it. The third basic fundamental is most of us do not know how to, and this isn't a black thing. This is a black, white, yellow, green, brown, modern man thing. Once again, particularly in Western culture, we don't know how to feed ourselves. Now, you can have $1 billion and go to McDonald's or go to Wegmans or Whole Foods or whatever. That's not knowing how to feed yourself. That's knowing how to consume with whatever kind of currency that you have. When I say learning how to feed yourself, once again, do you know how to grow your food? Do you know how to, you like chicken, you like beef, you like pork? Do you know how to catch your food? Do you know how to fish? That's knowing how to feed yourself. Fundamentally, on a critical mass basis, modern man doesn't do that. The next fourth area would be trading, and that includes business. 150, 200 years ago, particularly right after slavery, for the first 50 to 60 years out of slavery, a lot of black folk and white folks too, they had a family business. It could be something real. I mean, look what the Chinese have done just with cooking. That was their skill set. They knew how to feed their family, so they started to feed the community. Chinese with laundry at one time. They knew how to wash clothes. If you go to many parts of Asia today, that is the family business of 2021 going into 2022, doing laundry. Something that simple is a family business. And they do it without a washing machine. The fifth thing is social capital. Most of us do not know how to get along with other people to get the things that we need for basic living. We don't know anything about social care. Going to the Social Security office is not, people that go to the Social Security office, and I'm not knocking that, there's nothing wrong with that, but most of the people that go to the Social Security office are socially bankrupt. They can't go to their mama's house to get a meal or a place to stay. They got to go to the government. And once again, I'm not knocking that. Okay? Hopefully I won't have to go because anybody can end up there, including me. But if you build up your social capital, knowing how to get along with others, you don't have, and that's building social capital, you don't have to go to the Social Security office. And the last thing is, point six, and once again, I tell this, the fundamentals of living and provision is teaching your children everything I just said. Teaching your children how to build their house. Because let's face it, going to a bank for a mortgage, going to FHA or VA for a mortgage, people that basically, high credit scores and all that, are people who are broke. They don't have the money. They don't have the skill set to build their own house like the Amish or the Mennonites do. All right? However, if you have a high social capital rating, in other words, how well do you get along with your neighbors where you can go to your neighbor's house and say, look, I'm building a house this coming Saturday. Would you help me out? That's the kind of credit I like. Anyway, on that note, I'll land my plane.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a foundation that that wealth building begins at, and most of you have mentioned that, of we providing for our families.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first governorship. That's the first social unit of leadership. Are we providing for our families first? Or too many of our families are dependent upon handouts and government. As men, we are responsible for our families, our neighbor, our neighborhood, the municipality in which we live, the state in which we live, the nation. So the most men of means, they have strong family structure. It began right there, but the interest grows beyond just oneself and one's family. The responsibility grows, but the family is the foundation of financial wealth. I'll stop right there. We need to pause now for some important public service announcements. We are grateful to all of you that are taking part in this conversation, and those of you that have tuned into the Female Solution. We are grateful to all of you for tuning in. And we shall take a pause now for public service announcements. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Unmuted.
Be proud of our heritage, as somebody said earlier tonight. We don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
And we are back. Those were the words of our past leader, Dr. Martin Luther King. May God grant him the highest stakes in the paradise.
You have a caller.
Caller. Ma'am.
You have a caller.
Yes, please.
Area code 314, Pianki from St. Louis. Your mic is open.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I heard you made mention about contracts, Kareem, and saying that we can't get the bigger contract. Well, that's just not true.
Whoever said it.
Because of blacks that have applied themselves in their companies, they do get some big contracts.
On this program, I call you soon. When you start,
is somebody talking?
No, go right ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, and I can relate to others, but I don't think that you would know them. I can relate to myself. When you look at the downtown skyline, many of those buildings that are sticking up into the sky that I erected, and around the area, the bridges that you cross waters. My company erected, and I wasn't the only one that was black. Look at you, H.R. Russell down in Atlanta, and the projects that they complete. As recently, Mercedes-Benz done. So, another thing, if you don't educate your children for these particular type of areas where they're going to be needed, then quite natural, they are not going to be able to command high wages and salaries. And it's just not going to happen. Now, is it happening? Yes, it is happening. Is it enough? No, it's not. These STEM graduates that have been organized by the National Society of Black Engineers, they're being hired by the hundreds at these hiring fairs that we have during NSBE's annual convention. So you just got to, our children are being educated in those areas. You got blacks in many areas. I'm talking to someone I know. They getting ready to start a business doing aerial refueling of jets that's flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, refueling them as they go over the Midwest. So you apply yourself. Get the kids educated in those hard subjects. That's which is in demand. And if you're not doing that, then guess what? Somebody else is. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm glad that you brought up that point. I'm sorry. This is Steve. Can I make a comment? I'm sorry.
If Imam Jihad Mukhmin would share with us, for he is the one that mentioned contracts in relationship to his business, if you would like to respond, Imam Jihad Mukhmin.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, there's several things I'd like to respond. We've been a lot of information today.
I'm sorry, I wanted to make a comment, guys. I'm sorry to interject. May I interject, please? I was trying to make a comment before the gentleman said what he said, because I don't want to lose my train of thought. Can I make my comment, please?
Oh, all right. Yes, sir.
No disrespect to you, brother. Like I said, I understood what you were coming from, but I wanted to say this because I don't want to lose train of thought what the gentleman just said. And we all have some great, we all have a table.
Is somebody talking?
He mentioned, yes, sir, I am the host. He mentioned a subject matter that our Imam Jihad Mukman had mentioned. And it is in light of that I'm querying comments from Imam Jihad Mukman.
Right, before you said what you said, I wanted to make a comment, and I understood what you were saying. We all were having a discussion, so I'm not trying to be facetious or anything. Maybe I'm not using the right word, but I just wanted to make a point on what he said. I understood you were talking about they got to deal with the contract, and I'm not knocking that. I know you guys want to speak upon that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead,
I want to say what you don't want to say before I lose train of thought.
Yes, sir.
But
go
what I was saying is, agree with the caller was sitting on the phone as far as that, and we all have something that we bring to the table. We all, I hear all like-minded individuals on this line. So as far as we started the process because we are like-minded individuals, because you're not going to be able to, first of all, it's not our job to save anybody. A person got to save themselves by the choices and the decisions that they make. They're the decision-making. So at the end of the day, we all, like I said, are doing, and we are like-minded individuals. This whole thing coming together has come together, and we have made a difference already because everybody is not like-minded. So we got to be mindful that we are in a like-minded season because we are like-minded individuals on the phone. So what the brother just said, or the caller just said on the phone a minute ago, I just see something transpire from that as well as we all can get connected, and we're all the sponsors. You know what I'm saying? It's because we just did an event here in Roseland, a giveaway, not to give away, but to give a hand up to teach people how to fish as far as transforming the mind, you know, and we put everybody that was involved, we put them, all of us, on one banner. So what they say couldn't be done is being done. So that's the point I want to make.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Excellent
Thank
point,
you.
Brother.
Valuable.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Excellent. Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother.
So, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I did, and I'm standing on that, but I didn't. We don't want to leave, and I'm glad the brother said what he said, because what we don't want to do here today, and I know that's not your intent, it's definitely not mine. We want to leave people here, even though we are talking about obstacles. We're talking about hurdles. We're talking about things that we got to get through. But we're not saying that we can't get through it. It can be done. But I know for my personal life and others that I know that it is a challenge when you're somebody from our ethnic origin to get in business. But that don't say it can't be done. I remember I got the contract with a bank to do the landscaping. It was... the first thing they asked me was, okay, because there was somebody questioning them. They said, all you whites are working on the contract, and they had an issue with that. They said, well, you're in the black neighborhood, but there's no blacks working out here. Well, the only thing we got left is landscaping. Well, I know a landscaper. I get the call, and the first thing they asked, do you have the equipment for the job? Yeah, I got Bobcats. I got dump trucks. Are you insured? Yep, I got $2 million. Insurance. So I had to have my stuff in place in order to secure the job, you know. And so, but in other instances, there have been instances where had I been able, it was almost, I call it the guess how many bubbles
was in the bar of soap.
Yeah, in order to vote. You know, when they told me on the project I was trying to do, I needed to get people. I've been buying sod. Sod is the grass that you put down with new. Some of us know, and I'm just saying that maybe everybody know what it is. But it was a school that was being built, and I went to bid on it. And so the amount of money that I was going to need, I went to the vendor who I've been doing business with for years and told them what the project, I bid on it, and I may need them to, furnish me the material and then until the job's complete and they'll get paid. They said, okay, we'll do that. But then they wanted me to give three other vendors that's doing the same thing. I said to them, well, you know, and then I go to the plant, the company, the nursery, where I've been dealing with for over 15 years, you know, and they said the same thing. I said, so if nobody is willing to be the first. I come and been doing business with you for over just about 20 years, you know, and it's not been, it's been, you know, nickel and dime business. And so now when I come with this, you say, yeah, but if you can give me three other people, I said, if nobody's going to be the first one to do it, how am I going to ever get three? So what I'm saying is there is obstacles, you know, and I know that for sure. I'm not saying that, you know, the brother said he built the, yeah, I'm not saying that, because I look to do and I'm already improving and moving into bigger contracts, but I just, it's harder. That's the only thing I was saying, but not for us to get discouraged. But anyway, I want to move to, because I know we don't have much time. If I got a couple more minutes here, I want to say a couple of things here, and all of them pertains to the topic, even though we may not think that it is, but it actually is. One is we talked about family life. See, the other thing that we got to encourage and we got to promote is marriage. And even we said, well, what marriage got to do with us and being protectors and economics? What do they have to do with it? It has a lot to do with it. Because when you are a man, and I got a new son here that's 8 months old, that boy inspires me to try to figure out how I can make his life better, that he don't have to go through some of the things that I went through. That's what God gave us family for. But he gave us family first in our personal home to motivate the man to figure a way to take care of the family. And you take that same sentiment, that same desire, that same yearning that you have for your personal family, and you take that to your religious organization. You take that to your community. You take that to your streets. You take that to your city, and it just should never end. But it has to start somewhere, and it starts at home. So that marriage life, family life, is very, very, very important. And then I want to end it with this. That land, I don't know how it is in other cities, but I know here in St. Louis, we have them in abundance. And I've been buying them. I'm right now, as we speak, fencing off a half a block, the recent one that I got. I got my honeybees on the way. I'm going to produce my own honey. I got my chickens on the way. We're going to grow our own eggs. We're going to have our own vegetables. Now, that's not huge, but it at least is something to show, and it's more for my children than anything, to see that you can take this and even get bigger, where you can produce your own, where you don't have to worry about whether Snook's Clothes or Dierbergs or some of these other grocery stores, Walmart. You can do it for yourself, you know. And so this is what I think. And then last thing is our young males. We as men, we're talking about manhood and how finances can make you, whether your manhood is challenged if you don't, if you're not financially, you can't take care of yourself. Another thing is that we have to start standing up for our community. And we can't just seem to just let, I don't care whether it's an immigrant that comes from somewhere else and just come in our community and just take over and disrespect the women in our community. We can't allow that. We can't allow our own people to do it. A young brother told me that here not too long ago. He bowed to me when we got to talking. He said, you know, I can feel your energy. He said, and we need more of people like you to say something else. He said, y'all don't say anything. The elders don't say anything, so we just keep running rapid. We just keep taking over and just doing what we do because nobody's saying nothing to it. They said, but we recognize a real man, and when we know that, we're gonna respect that, you know. So I want to end it with that.
Hey, John.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, yes, sir. I know we are getting short on time, but, I think we're covering all the bases. We really are, you know. And being that I've been in the insurance business, I've been in the corporate finance, banking and commercial finance, work for Community Development Corporation. There's a broad spectrum of things that are wrong, and that's why I keep harping on this piece on what is the strategic plan where we can pool these resources, this knowledge. It's not the man. It's the knowledge that the man has that he or don't have. Where are we? That's the first thing we got to come up with. What do we do, and when do we get started? You know, quite frankly, we're pretty much out of time when it comes to what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing.
We started now, y'all.
Brother, let me speak. The window of opportunity is closing. That's all right, but I understand. I know the excitement is taking place right now, so I agree with you. So the inability to function and organize and structure is our problem.
It just really is our problem. We have to accept that. The problem with us is broad, but we have to start with the basic root base cause. As you were talking about, why aren't we doing this? That's the root base. We know that something happened to us. We know that it has to be addressed. We do have to do pilot projects that will package this organizational structure, what we're trying to do. One of the brothers, I think, from Florida was talking about what we call optics. We have the opportunity. We got to make sure our kids get into the trades. We have to become innovative. As the man was saying a few minutes ago, you have to be innovative in your operation when you start dealing with the financial industry. These people are flat out of their mind. They have no interest in doing business with you. But if you come to them packaged properly, your opportunities are there. And I want to say this. If we want to make a change in our community, the only asset we have, we have to accept this, is our cash. That's why when we started the program, Kareem was talking about what's the difference between a credit union and a bank. Well, most of us don't have a clue until we're able to understand that our money is the only asset we have, and we can take that asset and pool it in one place, recycle it in a very organized fashion, and we can begin to build community life. We can begin to educate our people on why you should be doing a particular thing. And I cannot agree with you, Brother Imam, more on getting our children to understand you got to get married. That life skill, building your own personal life plan, building your own personal financial plan, those are skill sets that we have never had. I don't care how many PhDs we have. I don't know how many master's degrees we have. We have not used that information. As Carter G. Woodson said, you went to school to be trained. That's not everybody. Some people are smart enough to know how to bring that information back and build their own community life, but do we have the desire and the will and the thing called commitment to make our lives better? So it starts with a pilot project. I want to end it with that. That pilot project has to be focused. That strategy has to be put in place, and we have to follow it. We have to commit to it, and we also have to understand our biggest issue is unity. We can't walk down the street and make a right turn together. So these are things that we have to address, and it has to be addressed under this umbrella, as the brother was saying earlier, this trauma that has affected us in ways that we can't even imagine. It's just too much. You know, and let me real quickly, that brother talked about not having those skill sets. Well, how can we can't pool our resources together? All these successful brothers out here who got these great businesses, how come we haven't pooled our money together to go out and buy some land to create our own processing plants for nationwide distribution of our cattle, our lamb, our food, our eggs, our chicken factory? It requires people who've already made it to put their money where their mouth is and quit talking about what should be done, what we should be doing, and talking about our kids, like, well, help us with it. We need money. Nothing's going to move around without any money. So we have to have a understand if we can pool our money into a community-based credit union, a community-based CDFI, a community-based community development corporation, and get into politics and begin to teach our young people how to get involved in neighborhood association, and then take care of our children, make sure our education. You're not going to get it in the school system. You're going to have to do Saturday schools. You're going to have to do supplemental instruction. We're going to have to do those particular things. So I know I say it a lot. Formulating this stuff has to be done if we want to see progress. Thank you, Brother Mel.
Okay, we have about 9 minutes of broadcast time left. Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yes. COVID has definitely opened up the door for us to go back home into our own homes and clean up your house and get your house in order. You know, because first of all, the marriage, that's a great thing. But first of all, a lot of us, because of the trauma, we don't know how to love ourselves. A lot of us have self-esteem issues. You have to love yourself first. To love God is to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, then how can you love the Creator that created you, let alone to love anybody else? And a lot of us have to learn how to know how ourselves, to come more in tune with ourselves through meditation before we can love somebody else. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. And that's where unity comes into place. So, you know, and with all that just been said, everything has been summed up in a nutshell. And all of us are doing and putting things in place. So we're all like-minded people on this phone. I know we just decided to get up early this morning to get on the phone and just be running off at the mouth. But everything that was said
comes in sync, you know, and I feel it being on one accord. The thing about it is that it's a matter of us just pulling our resources together, like we just did in Levin and Roseland, because Roseland, these people over here are traumatized. I have a tooth letter. When I say they're traumatized, these people out here hollering like wolves. And the police don't give a damn. They come here. I call. I don't need to call them. That's why we got to get back to the police in our own communities, different things like that, because this trauma is running rapid. And before you can give people economics and dollar, the mindset, people have to get it's different forms of therapy, starting with meditation, because that is so important, because people, man, are getting money every day and blowing it, and they're still miserable, which means that there's an underlying root issue that needs to be addressed before we can start educating people on, as by myself dealing with the taxes as far as educating my people. But the thing about it is that what good is giving somebody a dollar if they don't have sense? You see what I'm saying? We have to get back to the root of the issue and get the transformation. The transformation that started with us. So continuing on, because we have a nonprofit that deals with that. I lost my mom 7 months ago. She lost her 2 biological sons to gun violence, and she got tired. So all of that my mom suffered from, and then it wears and tears on the body through all the different experiences that you go through in life. And we got to understand that this is a spiritual thing, more so than anything, and get in a spiritual connection with the Creator, because at the end of the day, we have all the answers that we need from going within, but a lot of us don't know that. If we've never been taught that, how do we know that? So we have to be embraced with love first. Before we,
you know,
before
I want
we can
to
even
share with you
people the infrastructure.
You have a caller? If you have time to take a caller, Kareem, you have a caller, 773-487-COOFY from Chicago. Okay, you got a minute to speak. Koofy, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I want to add a little bit. Thanks, brothers, for all you're saying. I just don't want us to always look at what we're not doing. When you get the ball rolling, that's going to self-improve itself. But the quality of education, what I'm talking about, if we understand that this is our land in America, you're going to make it. If you're always trying to put your mind somewhere in another country, you're not going to make it. This is your land right here. When we came off the plantation, we made 600 towns in America. This is your land right here. Don't let
That's
nobody
right.
tell you that it ain't. This is your land right here, brother. It's your land in America. We're getting land out here right now. We get land in California. We get land in Oklahoma. This is what's going on right now. We're getting land. We got land patents. I got land. I got 12 acres in Arkansas. We're getting land right now. This is the building assets right now. This is what's going on. You want to know what's going on right now? Black people are getting their land back in America.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And that's what I want to say. Let y'all know it's happening. Keep on building, brothers. I'm with you all. And I just want to say, hey, peace with y'all, man. And just keep the hope alive. And let's keep building. All right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You know, we this is a broad subject matter. And we are to work you in your places. Work you in your places. We will not be one big old group. No, you, the area that you are working in, seek excellence in that. Whatever area that we are working in, be the best at that and educate others concerning the knowledge of the area that you are in. Work you in your places. And Almighty God has promised us paradise. Paradise is an environment where there is no corruption. That is paradise. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has said to the whole world, you will not enter paradise until you have faith. Is the vision of something that is not readily apparent. You will not enter paradise until you have faith. And you will not have faith until you practice loving you one another. We have to love ourselves as a people. We have a genuine concern as fathers of a people, of a people. So we have to love one another, love your people, love all human beings, love your country, but it begins with first the knowledge of self, not who you are, but what you are. What you are. You are a human being that God has given us, given a job to, and that is to maintain this creation, to maintain it, manipulate it, work with it, be a maintainer of the creation. And we shall take our rightful place in that endeavor as African-American men. We're responsible for the condition of our people. Look, I know females are making great progress, and I'm not knocking that. Praise be to God for that. But if someone knocks on your front door, you don't send your wife to answer the door. The man goes, and he opens it. He answers the door. But his wife is there. She's got his back. She's got his back. So on the stage of manhood, we want to assert ourselves as protectors and maintainers of our people.
90 seconds.
I'll stop right there. I'm grateful to everyone. I've been alerted. We have about 90 seconds left. I'm grateful for each and every last one of you that have attended this conversation, a conversation between men. And from what I'm hearing, we have a bright future in front of us based upon the content of what you share in this conversation. And inshallah, we look forward to you attending the next all-male conversation, the last Wednesday of next month. I must leave the air and get prepared for the next broadcast, Halal Industries. It is hosted by our beloved Imam Abdul Ayub Bilal. And let me state that the broadcast following that, Optimal Health, will not be aired this morning. Our beloved brother Abdul Shaheed is attending a janazah. So we came to you with the greetings of peace. We leave you with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. Peace be unto you.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Stay on. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we will be live with the after show.
The female solution. Global radio TV show. Thursday, November 8th, 2019.
at the show with the women to talk about what we just heard with the men. All right. All right, fantastic. And we are certainly, let's see, we're joined now on our Female Solution Facebook page with Deborah. And I'm trying to make sure I bring in the audio from our sisters on the line. We have Maika and Diaza.